Well, the standing's slowing down, and it's just down beside the O'Neill Bridge there on the Airdrie Portneuf Road. And there's a very good story about it, and it's true, of course, that Finn McCool was very annoyed with the people of Glentys. This would be way back in the very 1 AD, maybe, and he reckoned that the people of Glentys were polluting the O'Neill River, which is running into Rothersmore Bay at the time, and that the pollution was polluting the bay and that the fish weren't getting in. And he decided that he would show his anger towards the Glentys people. And he was standing on top of Sleibhe-Toohey Mountain, which is at the base of Sleibhe-Toohey Mountain, is the Caves of Martyra, and a very high mountain there. And he was standing up there, and he just came across this stone. And he caught it, and we know Finn McCool was one of the strongest men ever, and he caught it and he threw it with the aim of to block the river so that the water would not get down into the Rothermore Bay in the O'Neill River. And he threw the stone, but it landed about 10-15 yards short of the river, and it stuck on the ground there, and it stands down there at the back of what was known as Wee Joe's shop, and it would be about 10 feet high. It'd be about 6 foot wide and about 2 foot thick. And it's a huge stone, but Finn McCool was quite capable of doing this, and he didn't succeed in blocking the river at that time, so I don't know what happened after that. But that is a true story.